The Postmistress by Sarah Blake, read by Lorelei King. There were years after it happened, after I'd returned from the town and come back here to the busy blank of the city, when some comment would be tossed off about the Second World War and how it had gone, some idiotic remark about clarity and purpose, and I'd resist the urge to stub out my cigarette and bring the dinner party to a satisfying halt. But these days, so many wars are being carried on in full view of all of us, and there is so much talk of pattern and intent, as if a war can be conducted like music. Well, last night I couldn't help myself. "What would you think of a postmistress who chose not to deliver the mail?" I asked. "Don't tell me any more," a woman from the far end of the table cried in delight, shining and laughing between the candles. "I'm hooked already." I watched the question take hold. Mail, actual letters written by hand being pocketed undelivered. What a lark. Anything might happen. Marriages might founder or not take place. Candlelight glanced off the silverware into eyes widening with the thought of such a trick. Around the table, the possibilities unfurled. A man might escape the bill collector's note. The letter assuring a young man of his first job might never arrive, forcing him to look elsewhere. "And be perfectly happy," suggested one of the older men, smiling at the irony of it. "And would she tell anyone about it?"
"Oh, no," the woman across from me decided quickly. "That would spoil the pleasure."
"Ah, so she did it for pleasure." Her companion gave her bare shoulder a little tap. "No, pleasure is too small."